Praise the Lord. Again, I'm thankful that God has allowed us to get on the line. And I know Pastor said he had a hard time yesterday, too. But nevertheless, if God has a work to go forward, it's going forward. We're going over. Amen. So tonight, you will find me in the book of Mark. Mark, the 10th chapter, the 46th verse. That's St. Mark, the 10th chapter, the 46th verse. Very familiar passage of scripture. And it reads, "And they came to Jericho," as Jesus and the disciples. "And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Isn't that blessed? Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's awesome, awesome a passage of scripture. And from this, we want you to listen to this thought. Jesus hears your cry. Oh, yes, he does. Sometimes the enemy make you feel like your prayers are just go hit the ceiling and bounce it back down. But I want you to know Jesus hears your cry. And from these verses, there are at least three things I want to just talk about tonight. Blind Bartimaeus, he heard, he cried, and he made a specific request. Again, blind Bartimaeus, he heard, he cried, and he made a specific request. See, blind Bartimaeus heard the good news that Jesus was passing his way. He had been sitting on the side of the highway begging, but yet he heard that Jesus was coming. He realized that help was on the scene. See, Jesus was well able to give him his sight, and blind Bartimaeus knew that. He knew that he needed a miracle. He knew that he was tired of being blind, and he understood that the miracle worker was passing his way. He understood that one touch from the master's hand will make him whole, that he could receive his sight. So therefore, he got excited, and he was determined to get Jesus' attention. And that's what you and I have to do. We have to be excited about the Word of God. We hear the Word of God week in and week out, but are we excited? Do we apply the Word? Because the Word works, but you and I, we've got to work the Word. Say amen to that. Glory to God. See, when we hear the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we know that God sent his only begotten Son, that we'll have everlasting life, when we know that we have abundant life and we have life more abundantly, we should get excited. Praise God, because it says that he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We have to be excited when we know the Word of God. We know that he says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." And then by his stripes, we are healed. We know already that all of our needs are met according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. So why not get excited when you hear the good news, when you hear hope for you? Praise God. So blind Bartimaeus, he heard. Not only that, he took another step. It's not enough to just hear the word, but we got to do something about it. The Bible tells us faith without works is dead. So what else did he do? He began to cry out, and the folks tried to quiet him. And they told him, shut up, in so many words. Jesus ain't thinking about you. He don't have time for somebody like you. Be quiet. But see, that's what the devil does. The devil will try to make you discouraged and tell you it's no need of praying. It's no need of raising your hands in the church and praising God. And now we're not even in the church, but I don't care where you are. The presence of the Lord is everywhere, raising your hands and praising God. Hallelujah. Some folks are worried about who's looking at them. Some folks are worried about, I don't know if I can really let go and let God. But let me tell you what, when you are at need, when there's a desperation in your life, you begin to cry out to the Lord. Say, Jesus, help me. Glory to God. So therefore, he understood enough, although he couldn't see. He understood it enough that he cried out. The more they said, be quiet, sit down, he cried out the more, and the Bible says louder. He was determined. And then he honored the Lord. And this is what got Jesus' attention. He cried out and said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You see what he said? Have mercy on me. He said it twice. While the folks are saying, shut up, be quiet, he cried out, thou son of David, listen, have mercy on me. And the scripture says that Jesus stopped in his tracks, hallelujah, because he heard faith reaching out to him. He heard someone with a desperation, with a desperate cry out to him. And how much more will Jesus stop in his tracks for you and I when you begin to cry out with your whole heart, with all your mind, all your spirit, everything you got? Help me. Glory to God. We know how to get the attention, hallelujah, of the Lord. And he called out, and next thing you know, Jesus said, have him come over here. Bring him over here. Lead him this way. And next thing you know, the people came over there, and they said, listen, he's calling for you. Get yourself together. And the Bible says Bartimaeus, he jumped up. He yanked off his old coat, and he flung it to the side, and he was led to where Jesus was. And listen, this lets us know that we can call on Jesus with a sincere cry, and he will hear our cry. That's the subject tonight. Jesus hears your cry. You got to know this. And when you cry out with faith. When you cry out, expect him to hear. Believe that he hears your cry. Amen. And believe that the answer is on the way. Praise God. You know, in Psalm, the 34th chapter, the 6th verse, it says, this poor man cried and saved him out of all his troubles. Praise God. And then verse 17 of that same chapter says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Not some of them, all of their troubles. Since the righteous, the people of God, the saints of God, when we cry, God hears our cry. Praise God. But we have to cry out to the Lord. And I'm going to ask you this question. Are you willing to cry out to the Lord? Are you willing to lose self and humble yourself? Hallelujah. And cry out, because we realize that we can't do nothing of ourselves. We can't do anything without the Lord. And that we know when we call on the Lord, he will answer prayer. Hallelujah. But see, some of us haven't got to the place of desperation yet. But when you get to the place and when you say, enough is enough. I'm tired of being defeated. I'm tired of being down. I'm tired of being weighed down. I'm tired of being at the back of the bus. I'm tired of being last. When the scripture says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And well, when God said that he would cause us to lend and not borrow. We cause us to be blessed when we go out, blessed when we come back in, blessed when we sit down, and blessed when we stand up. Praise God. Say hallelujah to that. Glory to God. See, Jesus hears the cry of the broken heart. The Bible says he's near to them that be of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Hallelujah. And see, when you're in the storms of life, and God knows the storms will come. In fact, If you don't know it, we're in the storms of life right now. It don't take you long. Just turn on CNN and listen. You can listen just to the top of the news, maybe 10 minutes worth, and you can see we're in a storm. Our country's in trouble. The world is in trouble. People are desperate. People need help. And look like the enemy keeps the people blinded. But the Bible says, if this gospel, if it be hid from any, it's hid to those that are blinded by the guise of this world. So you have to know that we're in a storm. And see, you got to lose that pride. We have to lose being cute. When you come to the Lord, when you need help, praise God, it's not about being cute. It's not about being prideful. You need to throw away the hate, throw away the jealousy, and cry out to the Lord with all your might and with a repenting heart. Notice that blind Bartimaeus, he not only cried out, but he cried with a repentant heart. He says, Lord, have mercy on me. And that's what we need to do, because we serve a God who's merciful, how is full of mercy. Hallelujah. And he's a forgiving God. I want to read something also in St. Luke, the 18th chapter. But just to say to you, don't stop praying. Don't stop crying out. I don't care how long it takes for the answer to come. Keep praying. Keep crying out to the Lord. So I'm going to be reading from the Living Bible, St. Luke, 18th chapter, 1st through the 8th verse. It gives us another example about being, you know, determined. I'm looking for an answer. I'm not going to stop until God sends the answer, sends the blessing. And it reads, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to illustrate their need for constant prayer and to show them that they must keep praying until the answer comes. He's talking about parable here. Jesus taught the people in simple language, simple stories, simple parables. And verse 2 says, there was a city judge. He said, a very godless man who had great contempt for everyone. A widow of that city came to him frequently to appeal for justice against a man who had harmed her. The judge ignored her for a while, but eventually she got on his nerves. In other words, she kept coming. She kept pressing in. I'm not going to stop until you listen and you avenge me of my adversary. And it goes on to say, I fear, the man said, this judge, I fear neither God nor man. He said that to himself. But this woman bothers me. I'm going to see that she gets justice, for she is wearing me out with her constant coming. Hallelujah. Then the Lord said, listen at this. Think about it. If an evil judge, and that's what he was, can be worn down like that, don't you think that God will surely give justice to his people who plead with him day and night? Yes, day and night. If the answer don't come this morning, I'll be back in the evening. If it don't come this evening, I'll be back in the morning, just crying out to the Lord and giving his name the praise and worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. It says, yes, he will answer them quickly. But the answer is, when I, the Messiah, return, how many will I find who have faith and are praying and are crying out to the Lord? Praise God. And that was from the Living Bible. So the scripture tells us the day that we seek God with our whole heart, he says, then you will find me. And one of the third things I want to say about blind Bartimaeus, he made a specific request. See, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, I want to receive my sight. The scripture goes on to say, and instantly, immediately, the blind man could see. And then he began to follow Jesus down the road. So the scripture also tells us, from this, that we need to be specific. Be specific in our prayer, what we ask God for. See, God knows our thoughts are far off, even before we ask it. But the word scripture also says that we have not because we ask not. But we need to be specific. But even while we're specific, we don't need to be anxious about anything, the scripture says. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hallelujah. So Yes, God knows of our heart. He knows what we have need of, but he wants us to ask him and ask him in faith believing. See, first when we come to God, know the promises of God. Hallelujah. If it's in his will, he will give us, he will give you your heart desires. Praise God. And many, many times, I know God has given me my heart desire. See, we have to ask in accordance with his will and in accordance with his word. And then we need to be specific about what you want. Ask God in faith, nothing wavering, not doubting, and then you give him thanks and wait on the promise. Wait until you see the answer. And while you're waiting, give God the praise and glorify him. The things that we desire, the scripture says, when we pray, we believe that we have it and we shall have them. Now, let me give you a couple of examples. For example, you might say, Lord, bless me with a car. I really need a car. But you didn't say, what kind of car? And then when you got a car, it wasn't exactly, so yeah, but I really didn't want this car. Well, I guess it's something to take me from point A to point B. Yeah, that's true, too. But we can be specific. We can say what we want. Just like blind Bartimaeus said, I want to receive my sight. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can be specific. What kind of car do you want? God, it's in your will. I'd like to have this and this and the other. And then, for example, you might also have a prayer. It says, Lord, give me a house. I want a house. But what kind of house would you like to have? And may I be specific? Can I tell you my own testimony? And please don't take this the wrong way, and don't take it as being bragging, because I can tell you all the way down from when I first got married in 19 all the way down to the present day how I begin to ask God in faith, believing, because I believe the scriptures. I believe I can ask, and he would give me the heart's desire if it's in his will. But let me tell you, I asked the Lord. I says, Lord, when we were ready to find a house, I said to him, I want this particular thing. I want this, and I want that. For example, I was thankful. I said to the Lord, I thank you for where I am. I thank you for the house that you have given me. I thank you for that, Lord, and it's okay if it's not your will to give me another house. But here's what I want, just in case it's your will. And I said to him, and this is the truth, I said, Lord, I want a house, and when I walk in, I've got a foyer. I've got some space in there. I said, Lord, I wanted an open floor plan. I wanted an open concept. I wanted a bigger kitchen. Praise God, I wanted an office. And let me tell you something. I am sitting in it right now. I'm broadcasting to you. I'm ministering to you right from my office. Tell me that God won't do it. I know he'll do it. Look at someone and say, won't he do it? You just got to ask him, believe him, and listen, understand that God is no respecter of person. What he's done for one person, he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. He don't love me no more than he loves you. Glory to God. You just got to get in that word, know the word, and then ask him what you want. Hallelujah. With song we sing, call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, my God. I know that he does answer prayer, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He's a mighty God, and he's a prayer-answering God. Understand this tonight. Jesus hears your cry. There's a song that the older people used to sing, and it was like, don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying. He will answer you. Glory to God. Oh, my God. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed. Jesus hears your cry. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. Oh, God, I glorify you. You're so worthy. You're worthy to be praised. God, I could go on and tell testimony after testimony about how you have blessed, how you hear our cry, how you answered, Lord. We know that we might have to wait. And, God, give us patience that we will wait on you, Lord. We will wait on you, God, that we will stand on your promises because we know that your word is true, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we come to praise you in your name. We come to glorify you, God, because you are so worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Oh, my God, you are God of promise. You are God that cannot lie. If you said it, you're going to do it. If you spoke it, it will come to pass. God, I just pray and I petition you tonight on behalf of every person that's on this prayer line tonight. God, you see their heart. You know their need. You know the condition. Oh, my God. Work it out, God. Lord, help them to cry out, hallelujah, and spare not, Lord. Teach them how to let go and let God. Praise the Lord. God, we thank you for them, God. I petition you, God. God, for those that are standing in need of healing, God, that you would heal them, God. Send your word tonight and heal, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal sick bodies. Heal the pain tonight, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Heal sick minds. Heal, God, sick marriages, Lord, sick relationships. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord, that you would give us the patience that we need, Lord, to wait on you, Lord, and believe your word, and that we've done all we can do. Help us to continue to stand, Father. Hallelujah. Knowing that those that wait on the Lord, we shall renew our strength, and that we are mounted with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We'll run on and not get weary. Hallelujah. We will walk and not faint. We believe you tonight, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you in faith believing. Bless all of those on this line tonight. Everyone on the prayer list, you know them name by name. You know, God, every particular circumstance, God. Father, believe you. We believe you tonight, and we say thank you, God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for even for your word tonight, God, for it's food to our very soul, God. We can make it, Father. Oh, my God, we praise you, Lord. I ask it, Father, bless those that are going through trials and tribulations, Lord. Bless them, Lord God, in a special way, God. Bereaved families tonight. You know how they heal the hurt like nobody else can. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray, God. I pray for the Harris family that you would just bless and strengthen. Strengthen Rocky, Lord. Strengthen Terry, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember the Johnson family. Father, Father, we call on you, Lord. We believe in you, Father. Remember the mothers of our church, God. Hallelujah. They're all the members of our church. Mother Booker, hallelujah. Remember Mother Liggins, God. Hallelujah. Mother Mary Brown, God. Hallelujah. Remember her. Mother Apple Scruggs, God. Remember them, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, raise them up, God, even in such a time as this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mother Catherine Woodson, God, remember those, all those that are caregivers, God. Remember them in a very special way. You know what we have need of. Oh, God, you said we can ask her. Hallelujah. We can seek you, God. And then we can know how to knock, hallelujah, and the doors will be open, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for open doors that you set before us. Somebody needs a job tonight. Somebody's finances are low tonight, God. You know how the sinner increase. You know how the touch hearts, God. Move in that situation, Father. In the name of Jesus, move, God. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for the prayers of the righteous. Availeth much tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you hear our cry, that you are a delivering God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we are complete in you, God. You said after we've gone through, after we've been tried, God, after we've suffered for a while, you said that you would make us whole. You would make us complete, hallelujah. You'd make us perfect, wanting nothing, God. We bless you, Lord. In the meantime, we give you the praise and the honor because we know you inhabit the praises of your people. God, we just love you, God. Help us to love on you even more. Help us to love on each other, God. Let the love of Jesus flow from heart to heart and breast to breast. We believe you tonight, and we receive the word of God. We receive hope tonight. God, we know, God, that we have been in your presence tonight. We heard from you, God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the answer. We receive it, and we believe it, God. We stand in the gap for those who are not saved. Oh, my Father, if there's anybody on this line that's not saved, oh, God, help them to ask you for salvation. Help them to say, Jesus, come into my life. Save me. Make me whole. Wash me in the blood of Jesus, and I shall be made whole. We pray that, God, for the salvation of our loved ones. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. And we love you, Lord. You are mighty, mighty, mighty good God. And we exalt your name. We praise you and we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We're asking that you bless every pastor, every teacher, every preacher, bless every minister, bless the people of God that are going forth and carrying your word. Strengthen them, Father, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And God, let us be shining lights. This is no time for us to throw in the towel, but God, give us that holy boldness that we will stand, and we will stand for you, Lord, and letting our light shine, knowing that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.